What went right? What went wrong? Will there be another date, or was it one and done? Dating in Spencer's Neighborhood.
106.5 The Arch.
My favorite.
We find out from a couple why the second date hasn't happened. Today we're going to talk to Mike, who went on a date with a woman named Jenna. He's going to tell us all about the date, and then we're going to bring Jenna on, and we're going to find out really what the truth is. So, Mike, how was the date?
I don't know. I took her out. We met on an app. I thought things were going well. We had a lot of the same shared things, you know. We both like stand-up comedy. That was something that we talked about the minute that we sort of sat down, went to an Italian restaurant, you know, like both liked red wine. And I don't know, about halfway through or maybe a third through, she just sort of clammed up. See, I'm just trying to really figure out what it was. I'm just trying to figure out, did I have a piece of basil in my teeth?
Well, I was going to ask,
say something crazy?
Have you ever been turned off by, like, a guy the way he eats?
Yes.
Could that be something?
I broke up with a guy I was dating because we went to a steak restaurant, and he picked the steak up in his hand, and he cut it with a knife. Yeah.
In his hand?
Yeah.
Like he's field dressing it.
Well, first of all, I don't believe that Mike did that. Mike, was it a complete change in personality, or was she uncomfortable kind of from the start?
I saw it as like there was a switch. Something happened.
Did politics come up?
Yeah, that's what I'm
religion?
Wondering. That'll be something he said.
No, and no sports teams. It really felt like suddenly we had made like a left turn somewhere.
Well, let's get Jenna on here and find out really what the truth was. Jenna, why did Mike feel that switch?
Oh, God. It was during the serving of the appetizers. I looked over to my right, and I saw my ex-boyfriend sitting at the table right next to us.
Oh,
that's awkward.
That would be a tough conversation to have.
Yeah, like so close, he could definitely hear what I was saying.
It
was just worst-case scenario.
And did you have like a bad breakup with this guy?
Pretty bad. Okay. Pretty bad. We hadn't seen each other since, actually.
Well, how long has it been?
It's been almost a year.
Yeah, I don't blame you for feeling awkward. I mean, that's just not fun.
No, he was not a good person, and I assume he's still not a good person, and I was just freaked out.
All right, so tell us about Mike. Did he at least like Mike?
You know, I got so distracted that I don't know if I liked Mike. You know, when we were sipping our wine, I liked Mike.
Are you willing to admit maybe you didn't give Mike a fair shot?
It's definitely Mike should not think that he did anything wrong or, I got bad vibes from the whole event.
Jenna, are you one and done with the date, or are you interested in date number two?
I think I feel a little stupid about this situation, and I don't know. I think I'd rather put that knife behind me, and it's not Mike's fault. He seems like a great guy, but he should go out with somebody else.
Wow, what a change of events. I thought for sure that she would say that she would be interested in date number two. Mm-hmm. I was even going to get you guys a private table at Charlie Gito's on the Hill.
Yeah, I just want to say that one thing to consider is that next time, I promise that I will I will be very much enthusiastic about any topic that you want to talk about. As well as promise not to eat the steak with my hand.
Give him a chance.
Did something totally different. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. No, you're totally right. It's not Mike's fault, and he seemed like a cool guy.
So you're saying you're going to go on a second date?
Yeah, is that...
There we go.
Right. Reversal.
All right, here's the deal. I will take care of dinner at Charlie Gito's on the Hill for both of you. I'll make sure it's in a private room so nobody else is there.
I like that. That's
and
good.
Your ex-boyfriend's not a bartender or a server, is he?
No, not that I'm aware.
Then you'll be fine. Hopefully he doesn't make a new career choice in the next couple weeks. All right, there we go.
Wow.
We've got a successful win on one and done dating.
Nicely done. Give it a shot. You got this.
Thank you.
You.